as you go through this journey, you uncover some wisdom. And it's that simple. If you want passive income, there is no bigger opportunity right now than being able to get your book up onto Amazon and also onto Audible, and then to create a series of books.
To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place.
$73,000 in 8 months, passive income for free. I know, I'm reading the title of this video today. I'm thinking, what is that all about? So if you're a self-made millionaire or want to become one, this is going to be very important to you. See, in August 2023, I was sitting in the African jungle. By the way, it was incredible. I went on the soul safari with William Wyclef. Changed my life. I'm actually now in the end result of purchasing 1,500 hectares in Africa to preserve the wildlife over there and create a lodge for my retreats. But anyway, back in 2023, my life was about to change. I didn't know it. After a day of literally chasing around lions and cheetahs in the wilds of Africa, and I'll show you some of the photos here, I was sitting in luxury, a beer in my hand, lost in my thoughts. I was looking out over the Sabi sands, and it was just picturesque. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is the life, you know, like, wow. It was such an incredible 2 weeks, you know, no Wi-Fi connection, just out there in nature, you know, doing work. And it changed my life in many ways. But as I'm sitting out there, my phone, it just starts vibrating like crazy. And, you know, I hadn't heard a phone ring around. We'd just been out in the wilds. And so what's going on? It must have connected to the Wi-Fi or mobile or something. I have no idea. But about 50 messages must have just been piling on in. The real world was calling me. Anyway, I was annoyed that my piece had been interrupted. So I walked on over to turn off my phone. And instead, I opened up my phone. You can't not look at the messages. But there was one picture that stood out. And this picture was what I was sent from my team. And as you'll see, it shows that this book here, You're Not Broken, had created over $68,000 in revenue that year alone. And my other book here, The Super Conscious Path, around about 4,000. That, by the way, the reason why I was getting sent that screenshot was because we just put this book up on Amazon, because this one got released in August. And the reason why that I was getting told is my team's going, hey, we're just in there setting this book up, and we found out that this year there's 73 grand to be paid out. You need to update some of your tax codes, or I had to upload some sort of form, because basically I was getting paid from India and the UK and the USA and all these places. You had to put the right tax, and I hadn't done it since January. And so that was 8 months. So $73,000 US dollars, by the way, or people that don't live in the US, US dollars, it was about to get paid into my account. So I'm looking at this. I yell at, you know, to my wife, and I say, Harriet, come look at this. Had this big grin on my face. And I said, Harriet, look at this. And I don't know, when you get to surprise your wife or your spouse or something, oh, look at this. I said, my book, this one here, has made us $73,000 a year. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, $73,000. I'm like, this is like a house. This is like a whole business. $73,000 profit. We didn't spend a cent. And she goes, shit, that's all right. And I was like, yeah, that's all right. And so what's so great about this is, no matter how much money I've made, it's always exciting to discover ways to make more. So I want you to really hear this, is that I just released this book, and I've got a new one coming. But that moment changed my life, because what I realized was that there are so many ways that you can make money, but also that if I can make $70,000 with no cost, no ad spends, no team, it was just chilling on Amazon, just getting out there, getting sales, I thought to myself, there are so many other people out there that could do this. In fact, this might be the best investment I've ever made, like $70,000, right? Like, and that was in, you know, well, it was in 7 months, wasn't it? So it was over $10,000 a month, and because it was in August, so it was only from the month before. And so not only does a book create passive income, but also creates authority and pulls in customers. The best part is Amazon does all the marketing for you. $60 million or something every single day is spent on Amazon. It's ridiculous just how much is spent on Amazon. And a book is what Amazon was made for, okay? So a book not only positions you in the right place, it pulls in customers. The best part, will keep paying you for years, and it makes the world a better place. If you compare it to real estate or stocks or bonds, it stands right up there, especially if you're making that sort of money. And so I've got to ask you, would you like to be able to make $70,000 from a book? Well, first off, you have to write a really great book. But the secret is every single great book follows a predictable path. Okay, and I don't know about you, but I've been obsessed with books and learning and understanding, how do I take what some of the best out there in the world know and how do I learn it in the easiest and fastest ways? Well, it turns out most of the time it's a book, okay? And now every book follows one structure, and that structure is a hero's journey. There are 12 phases to the hero's journey. And if you're watching this, you could learn to write great books, nonfiction books, transformational fiction books. You can put them up on Amazon, you can put them on Audible, and you could make money right away. Like, especially if I can show you how to use AI to help you write a lot of the content, it's incredible. You just need to know how to do it. So the 12 phases. The first act is the known world. So starts out number one, the ordinary world, with two, a call to adventure. Everything is a call to adventure, whether it's a Marvel movie or it's Star Wars or a romantic comedy or a Disney movie. Starts out in an ordinary world. Something upsets that world. There's a call to a new adventure. Then there's a refusal of the call. The hero, which if you're writing the book, you must position yourself as the guide that starts out as the hero that matures into the guide. Refusal of the call. They meet a mentor. They cross the threshold, and that's the first five steps, okay? That's the first act in the known world. They cross that threshold, and they're out on the adventure. The second act is the adventure. There's tests, there's allies, there's enemies. You approach the inner cave, there's a big ordeal, and you go through a rebirth. There's this death, there's this rebirth, there's an ordeal, and you seize the reward. Now, in both of my books, and a book that I've just written, which might have hit Amazon by the time you're watching this, which is How to Become a High-Paid AI Consultant. Every single book that I've written goes through this. Then there's the third act, which is the road back home, resurrection, anointment, and you come back to this attunement. You get the gift of the goddess, and you return with the gift, the elixir. Now, when you tell your story, make that the first third of your book. It's your story about how you went round that journey and came out with some knowledge. Like this one here, How to Become a High-Paid AI Consultant. This here, it says in the back, the book was never meant to be written. It was an experiment that ended up creating a $500,000 windfall. I literally tell them my story of playing around with AI and then starting a business with it and making $500,000. And so that story is the first third of your book. So you tell your story. Then the second third of your book, you share what you learned. You say, and here are the steps of what you learned. And then the last third, you share how they can work with you. This is the simplest structure to structure any book. Now you'll see this hero's story, right? Which would flash up here on the screen in any book, movie, TV show. It is everywhere. Every story is about thriving or surviving. It is about a character, which if you are writing a nonfiction book, it's about you, how you wanted to go thrive or survive. If it's a fictional story, it's about your made up characters thriving or surviving. When I wrote this book, The Superconscious Path, it's a transformational journey, but it's fiction. And the whole book is made up characters. The whole thing is fiction. Whereas the book that, you know, hit New York Times bestseller, Wall Street Journal, this one is, I use my own story here. Okay, so the hero must go through this predictable journey, okay, and this is how you structure it. And so as you go through this journey, you uncover some wisdom, and it's that simple. If you want passive income, there is no bigger opportunity right now than being able to get your book up onto Amazon and also onto Audible, and then to create a series of books, whether you want them to be in transformation, whether you want them to be in nonfiction or even fiction. People are literally out there buying this all the time. And if my example is just one of them, right? And so it's really that simple. Every book needs to have one core message. It needs to have one hero with a goal. And there needs to be a villain that's against the hero. You want to have some sort of transformation or learning, and a mentor or helper with a clear path to success, which I know it sounds pretty easy, right? Like you just got to put it all together. And so you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Chris, hey, if it's so easy, then why don't you just go and write more? It's exactly what I'm doing. It's exactly what I'm doing. So we've got this book coming out. I have the Superconscious Superpower book coming out. I have Superconscious Principles coming out because I'm thinking to myself, if I can create more than, by the way, that screenshot, that 70,000, that doesn't include all the other places the book sells, plus doesn't include audiobook sales, okay? I mean, this is a $10,000 a month passive income. It's incredible. And so, in fact, I'm so all in on this that the fastest path to anybody being able to make sales online is to write a book, is I'm starting a publishing company to help people get their books out. See, because the income is so much more than just that. It's so much more. That what I'm showing you is just the tip of the tip of the iceberg. It's just the primer coat on the front, primer coat of the paint. It's just the start, see? But they really are a gold mine. But the reason why most people don't write a book is that they think that they can't. They think that they need to be some sort of crazy successful writer. But the truth is that you just got to get a good editor. You know, I dropped out of high school. I can't really spell. I have ADHD. The last thing I want to do is sit down and write. But what I do want to do is change the world. I do want to get my ideas out there. And so I'm literally the least likely to succeed at writing. But all I did is I sat down and I wrote and I sat down and I wrote. And now you can actually use AI to help you write a lot more. And so look, if you're interested, go to my website. You'll be able to see that we've actually got a course now about how to write your book, how we can publish it for you. But let me ask you this. If you could put in, you know, 15 to 20 hours a month over the next few months, right? And you could write a book in 6 months. And if that book could just do a fraction of what my book could do, if it could pay you, let's say, instead of 70,000, let's say it paid you 7,000 a year, every year, would that, you know, 20 or 30 hours over 4 months be worth it? You know, to be able to make, you know, an extra, you know, $1,000 or so a month, would that be worth it forever? And then maybe write a second or a third. And what if a few of those readers turn into clients for other businesses or it gets you a bigger deal? Or who knows? My question is, would it be worth it? And so I reckon right now the best opportunity for anyone wanting to get out there and to get some passive income is to write a book, to turn it into an audible. And so anyway, check out my free training. I hope you like this because it really changed my life to see such a big windfall in an unexpected way. And so if I've done nothing else, I hope I inspired you to go out there and buy my books. If you haven't, you really should. They're good bloody books. And if not, make sure that you go and write to your own. See you on the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Super Conscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.